tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello and Merry Christmas from Sector 1. I'm Alfred Stocking of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus at this time is over the Coral Sea and on approach to Eastern Australia. Joining us from behind Santa's sleigh is our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, how is it possible for Santa to get past the Marshall Islands and then deliver to the Solomon Islands and now be heading to Australia so fast?
Red, in all my years of tracking Santa in this way, I've never seen him move with the efficiency that I'm seeing tonight. It's like he's got eyes on every side of his head.
So what do you mean, Crash?
Well, the hardest and the slowest part of Santa's work is getting out of that sleigh and into whatever home he's at and leaving things behind. There are not a lot of chimneys here to slow him down. They just don't need them in this part of the world. So he's landing in yards and on the ground, you know, and going through windows and doors. But this year, he seems to know just about every neighborhood like the back of his hand. So he's moving faster from home to home.
Well, how's that possible, Crash? I've not worked in Sector 1 before, so while I'm working off notes of others, but from what I can tell, in my unexpert tracking of things, it appears that Santa is a full hour ahead of his usual delivery times. How is he doing that?
I think it's those tracker elves from SantaTrackers.net. Never has Santa had so many eyes in every sector sending in those reports. And they've been doing it all year, Red. They sent reports in and photos and warnings to Santa. It's all paying off tonight.
Thanks for the update, Crash. We appreciate your input, and we think it bodes well for the sectors where Santa is headed soon. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Alfred Stocking for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.